NATO's launched a new centre to help protect undersea pipelines and cables amid growing concern about the extent of Russia's mapping activities to locate vital Western infrastructure. Around 100 cable-cutting incidents are reported every year around the world, and it's often hard to tell whether they are deliberate or not. NATO's Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg has told reporters there's no way NATO can have a presence along the thousands of miles of cables.
We can be better at collecting information, intelligence, sharing information, connecting the dots, because also in the private sector there's a lot of information, and actually there's a lot of ongoing monitoring of traffic at sea.
Rather than trying to watch it all, the new centre and NATO allies will focus on high-risk areas, for example, pipelines in shallow waters that can easily be reached by divers are considered very vulnerable. NATO has been spurred into action after an apparent attack on two Baltic Sea gas pipelines in September. I'm Charles de Ledesma.